Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. You're listening to Can a Play a Play. And before we get started, I want to say Happy Easter to everybody. And we want to thank the Lord above that He gave us one more day to make right what we didn't make right yesterday. And welcome for the rest of my crew of the usual suspects, you know. Joy LaShawn, the diva of flavor, and yours truly, Pretty Tony, the author of Who Is She, What Is She to You, Playology, and Player Step Your Game Up. So hang on with us. We'll be right back. We'll have a great show today because we have some things that we want to know. Whose fault is it? Why? We all know what we want, don't we? And why is it so hard to find the love we want, or should we be looking for the love that we need? We're going to discover those things and talk about those things today on Can a Player Play. So hang in with us, y'all.
Hello, baby. You just tuned in to WHOOD, and I got a special request that goes out to Mary Jane. This is for you, baby girl, for you.
1956 Jaguar Roadster, 5-inch white walls on Goodyear tires, fire engine red, chrome on front and rear, white interior, soft like it's Wonder Bread. I'm feeling hurt, I'm in pain, miss my girl, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again, Mary Jane.
Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
during the show, the call the number 646-929-2870. Hit number one on your phone and let us know. And we'll let you in and you can holler at us, you know what I'm saying? We'd love to hear what you got to say about today's show. All right. PT.
What's happening? This the boy, the infamous, you know, Pretty Tony. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We are so blessed to be here for another day.
Yes,
yes. You woke up this morning. You can wiggle your fingers. You can wiggle your toes. You're still able to see. You could get out of bed. It's a blessed day. I know there were some things that probably tried to get you down, but you're still in the fight. We're here together chilling like we do every Sunday at 2:30. You know what I mean? We're here for you. Call in 646-929-2870. Last week, the show got so heated that we decided to do the part two to it. And we're going to get into this again. I got a couple of emails. I checked the archives. I see y'all been checking us out. We appreciate it. I just want to make a quick little announcement that the reissue of Playerology will be available in 2 weeks. We need you to support the movement. Just keep up with what's going on, you know what I mean? We reissuing, you know, Playerology 2.0, playing the game of life, for real.
Yeah, that's the real game you got to master nowadays, boy, because life ain't playing.
So life
somebody
definitely
gotta get
ain't playing.
With it. Somebody got to get with it.
And so, you know, Lady Joy, the diva of flavor, won't be able to join us today. She had a prior commitment. We're going to hold it down for her. Last week she went off, you know, representing for the ladies. Joe came through here and was like, you know, predominantly, and K. Diddy agreed. Let me put him on blast. 70 to 80% of relationships are ruined by women. If anybody agrees or disagrees, hit the one button, jump in. If you're in chat room, throw your thoughts in there. You know what I mean? What do you feel about that?
Don't
I don't
be
think
scared.
That number. Yeah, there you go. Shout out to Lady Joy. I personally don't agree with that number. I think it's a 50-50 thing because we all need to claim our ish. And we need to check that out.
Yeah, well, the question and the topic is of the show is, why is it so hard to find the love that we want? And that's the issue. Is it because that we truly don't know what we want? Could that be it? People's awful quiet on that question.
Oh, absolutely, but that's all right. If you hear our voices going in and out a little bit, we're just fine-tuning, you know.
Yeah. Hold on, man. We got somebody else want to join this conversation because, like you don't agree, but somebody else might agree with what you got to say. 323, you're on live with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
What up, y'all? This is Kimberly Carlisle. How are you doing?
Hey, we're great. We're blessed. And welcome to the show, Miss Carlisle.
Well, I told you that I'd participate today, so I keep my promises. But, don't even go there. Anyway, that's another show. Going along with what you guys are just saying, I also don't agree with any. I would love to see how they would gather these statistics to say either gender is responsible one way or another. I do agree that it's a mutual thing, because whether it's the person creating the dirt or whether it's the person receiving the dirt, you both have equal responsibility, because even when we all have been in relationships where we've had somebody creating dirt, there was red flags in the beginning that we ignored. So that, too, I have to take into consideration and take responsibility for, because I can't just put it all on that person. You know, in the beginning, it was cute. And then as time went on, it got on my goddamn nerve. And then it was, as time went on further, it's like, oh, damn, he was cheating.
Hold on, everybody had to take
responsibility.
Hold on, Kim. We got somebody else who want to comment on that. Hold on. 358, you on Kind of Player Play. What you got to say?
Happy Easter to you players. That's what I have to say.
We'll take that. Happy Easter, in case I forgot to mention it prior. Shout out, you know, happy Easter to everybody out there.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely happy bunny hop to everybody.
Yes, definitely.
Well, you got something to comment? You got a comment on Ms. Carlisle's take on that? Because, you know, the guys up here kind of feel like, you know, one guy kind of feel like that women always create problems, but they say everybody got to take their own responsibility for what they bring to the table. How you feel about that?
Well, women do create problems, you know, but you just got to be strong enough to deal with them. That's what I think. You know, they're going to always create problems because that's what they do.
All righty, so, yeah. Ms. Carlisle, how you feel about that one?
Well, you know, I'm not one to sit up and banter back and forth about some ignorant comments because just like women create problems, men create problems too. It's not a gender-based thing. It's a character thing. And for those people out there that are bitter one way or another, whether it's a woman bitter about men or a man bitter about women, I have to ask that person, what the hell kind of people you keep attracting and what is it about you that keeps running into all this drama?
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I need to jump on that grenade.
Let me jump on that grenade. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, brother. You know what I mean? We all have to take our own actions and inactions at times into consideration. The whole finger pointing routine thing comes back to that main question, Ms. Carlisle, I hope I'm not mispronouncing her name, just said, what kind of people are you attracted to, and what kind of people are you attracting? Now, if you have been dating, because I always say this, a lot of times, a lot of us tend to date the same person in spirit, but they're just in the different bodies.
Sometimes they're not even in different bodies. They, you look at somebody, the first girlfriend look like the last girlfriend, it resembles the last girlfriend.
And it ends up with the same results. I keep saying it's like baking a cake, not changing the ingredient and expecting it to taste different. It don't make no damn sense, man. And a lot of times the things that we see in our head, once again, shout out to my esteemed colleague, Kay Diddy, it's based on unrealistic expectations. Not only are a lot of these expectations just so off the charts, we bring in baggage like, you know, from that last person into this next person. You're not judging them on their own merits and demerits, because sometimes the merits and the demerits get to adding up as time goes by. But then when you get bitter, you want to point the finger like, oh, nah, you know, like the sisters who always talking about brothers ain't ish. Or the brothers who talking about sisters ain't ish. No, it's the type of people that we're dating we need to look at and change it up a little bit. Not only that, we got to change our mindset. Because, you know, you're trying to hold on to some stuff from 20 years ago and still think it's still supposed to be relevant today. Dog, you're 38 years old. You got to change it up a little bit.
You can't keep doing the same thing and not expect to get the same results.
And the question is, who are we really looking for at the end of the day? When you meet a brother, who is it that you expect him to be? Or when you meet a sister, who is it that you're looking for?
A mother figure or a father figure or a companion, what?
All right, then why is it that you quit telling that you ain't my daddy? or you ain't my mama if that's what you're looking for. That which we're attracted to at times is also something that we probably resent. Are we looking for some void that was long left open, and no matter how much you try to pour, put Band-Aid and Neosporin and all that on that wound, it ain't happening because it's just been sitting there festering for all these years, man. That's your boy's take on it. K. Diddy, run with it.
No, I understand, and I totally agree that you can't keep doing the same thing. You know, we have to change, and we can't continue to find fault in everybody else and not take responsibility for any of the fault ourselves, especially when we're the ones perpetrating the fault, if we're the aggressor in any situation. And not necessarily aggressor, you know, because to not take any action is still taking some form of action, you know. But, you know, people just need to be clear in their own mind as to what they truly, truly want and be clear to what they're bringing to the table to make sure, you know, I don't know. I can't say it's good to have any expectations, but I guess you can't expect to be equal or some type of happiness in any situation. I guess it would be unfair to say those expectations aren't real.
Yo,
do not agree.
I gotta
with
ask
that.
This question, Mr. K. Diddy, my dear colleague. How can you expect happiness when you're an unhappy person?
Well, you can't, and it's not. You know, it's kind of hard for me to even relate on what an unhappy person would do, but. You know, I know that different things don't please us, but I think there's certain people just inherently unhappy no matter what the situation or what the circumstances are. So it's kind of hard for a person to kind of even comment on those type people. But I'm talking about the middle of the road people that got a good heart, got a good spirit, and, you know, go out positive every day and try to be positive in all their dealings. So I think it's not unreasonable for those people to expect some of that in return, even though, you know, we are in that other kind of society, man. But you can't go around bitter and carrying drama on your sleeve every day. You just can't live like that.
The hardest thing to do is to share your joy with somebody who's not joyous. No matter how much joy and how much sunshine you bring into their world, a lot of times the bitterness and the hateration is so ingrained in them, no matter how much sunshine, no matter how pleasant you try to be, it's taken the wrong way. You understand? And that's the hardest thing to do because you have got to find your own personal sunshine before you can embrace the sunshine that somebody else is bringing to you. Now,
agreed. Miss Carlisle, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, what you got to take on that from a female perspective?
Well, I can't disagree with anything that he said because, I mean, I think most of us are in agreement except for the one dude who made the silly comment, you know, that, well, women do cause problems. Well, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, if you was a gay man, then you'd be saying men cause problems. It's a people problem. It's not a gender problem. And one of the biggest things I've found in growing through my years is that, yeah, I used to blame a certain gender too, but I was young and ignorant then. But, you know, I have to take responsibility. I have to notice things about myself. And a lot of times we don't take that time to even really get to know ourselves before we jump into another relationship or maybe not intending a relationship, maybe just somebody in passing to help, you know, cure your wounds from the last relationship. But then next thing you know, you're in a relationship with them and then you're repeating the same shit because you didn't take time for yourself. So that's just my take on it. Everybody
needs
to take responsibility, period.
The greatest lesson to be learned in this life is also, it's a complete opposite. It's the simplest lesson, and it's also the most difficult lesson, self-knowledge. If you don't know what you're truly about, you go bouncing through life with what you've been, you know, programmed in your mind by movies or your homegirl or your homeboy or your big brother or you base a relationship on what you saw your mommy and your daddy do, and the true nature of it is that you never identified the damn dysfunction in it, because most of us, our pride won't let us stand up and say, man, moms and pops had some dysfunctional ish going on. But yet you're basing your knowledge of relationships on that. Well, you know, my dad used to keep my moms in line. You know what I mean? Moms used to don't talk out of turn, don't say nothing, don't do nothing. Nah, brother. Or moms used to keep pops in check. You know, he couldn't even go down the street. Moms had his wallet. Okay, that may have worked for them, but that may not work for you. And now you're trying to bring that into this relationship, and this person is resistant to it, and you're having issues. A lot of us, and I'm going to make sure I throw myself in that pool, grew up in some dysfunctional shit, man. You got to identify that. A relationship is not a battleground. It is not your place to dissect and take apart, take me apart, and it's not my place to do the same to you. We're here to build each other, and if I can give you a constructive measure of criticism, be like, yo, you're doing too much. Or you can be like, yo, you know that person ain't for you, man. I know they've been rolling with you for a minute, but they ain't for you. We should be able to take that into consideration. Because happiness begins in your own damn mind and begins in your own damn home. You got to keep folks about your relationship. So it comes back to the question, why is it that we can't find the love we're looking for? The question, no, the bigger question is, what the hell is the love that you really are looking for? Have you even sat down and charted it like, okay, this is what I need. This is what I don't need. This is what I can work with. This is what I ain't even going to let fly for a moment. That's what we're talking about today. 646-929-2870 is the show. You know how we do on here, Can a Player Play. Anybody in the chat room got a question, hit us up. And K-Dizzle, hit us with some of that world movement funk for a moment, man. Let's take a quick cognac break.
I will. I think Kim was about to ask the question or make a comment.
I was just going to make a comment going along with what he was saying. I think part of the reason your question was, you know, why can't we find the love that we want? And you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't know how to love yourself, then you're not going to know how to love somebody else either.
Real talk.
Yeah, that's a heavy one, heavy one. Hey, well, everybody hang on with us. We'll be right back because I want to say something about that one because that's deep because people really don't even know what it means to love themselves. So hang on to Can a Player Play. We'll be right back. And this is from the good people over at World Movement Records. What it do, girl? Check it out.
Hot track. Phenomena. I just want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Get attracted.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
My eyes must be deceiving me. I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she or her. Made me stumble on my words. Made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works. Lock your eyes with the master plan. Exchange of the names, leave the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instant to instant. The seven time I add, knew she had the qualities I'm looking for. Topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. Know she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material to visuals and living in this girl's world. So of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid's got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen him fly besides you, shawty girl, I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus, breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much Visa swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, I'll buy the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish to assist, let me know what it is. I forever got you, I'm patient with patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose, so if you wanna win a baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Play 646-929-2870, and it's your boy K Diddy. All right, before we went to our little musical interlude, we was talking about love. Miss Carlisle brought up a subject about you gotta love yourself in order to love somebody else. How true is that, y'all?
Hello.
Hello.
That's a very true statement, brother, because a lot of us, and I'm going to speak from the brother's perspective because, you know what I mean, a lot of us brothers grew up in circumstances that were less than ideal. We grew up in an environment where we had to put our armor on at an early age. And I was listening to a song the other day, and it had a very prolific line in it, which is something I'd never asked myself, but now that I'm older, I've asked myself, that's why I'm pretty toned. A lot of men really don't know what they want from a woman. A lot of brothers really do not know what is it that they want from a woman. So if you've never asked yourself that question, that is what you're lacking. You got to ask yourself, what is it I want from this person? And the second part to that question is, what does this person need from me? Shout out to who is she and what is she to you? That's one of that's a statement that was made in the book. You got to ask these questions. What do I want from this young lady? And what is it that this young lady wants from me? And can I provide it? And can she provide what I need? Because even though we may have met and the attraction and all that was there, what our mamas and daddies and homies and brothers and everybody around us didn't tell us is that real relationships require real work. So there go the handbook for you, the handbook moment that most of us never had. Real relationships require work. I ain't talking about the hood rat that you used to just hit, call it when you want something. And I'm not talking about dude that was your friend with benefits. Real relationships require real work. What do I want from this person, and can they give it to me? There you go. That's my jump all over that K Dizzle. Go ahead, my brother.
That's I don't know. I guess I can kind of agree with that. But, you know, me with my little fine-tooth comb, you know, right, I need to figure out, You know, what are we coming to the table equally invested, and what we requesting, expecting, requiring, is it fair? You know, is it fair? You know, and I guess when you ask that question, then it kind of, you know, makes sense, you know, and I think people, you know, expect a lot from people when really they shouldn't expect anything. And then that's why they have those breakdowns of communications, and that's why they continually to be unhappy about situations, because they didn't start off on a solid foundation in the beginning. They started off, you know, leaning sideways.
Yo, I'm going to tell you how simple this is, man. It really is ABC elementary at the end of the day. One of the first questions you've got to ask is, can I stand the sound of this person's voice?
Wee, 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 wee.
So, and people laugh every time I say that. No, I'm serious. That's how simply basic it is. Can I stand the sound of this person's voice?
Some people got some irritating-ass voices, don't they?
Yes. Is this a voice I can wake up to every day? Start off with the simple stuff. A lot of y'all want to start off in Disneyland. You know what I mean? Disneyland is for kids, homie. Now, I may be attracted to you and I may think you cool, but the sound of your voice just irritates the crap out of me. At some point, that irritation going to boil over.
I can relate to that one, because we women also have certain types of voices that irritate the hell out of us, too. So
there you go.
I can definitely relate.
You know what I mean? And that's how simple this thing is. You start off with the simplistic stuff, then you get into the complex stuff. You got to deal with the simple stuff first, because sometimes if you come into the game looking to nitpick, if you come into the game, you know, trying to, shout out to Erykah Badu, trying to compare me to Tyrone, I can't never win.
Well, that's the thing that Lamont and I was talking about. It was baggage. You know, when you come in to anything with baggage and you haven't dealt with it yourself, I mean, you just, it's like a ticking time bomb. It's set up for failure. It's just a matter of when is it going to happen. Not if, but just when.
You know, if I said I'm going to a liquor store, yeah, Tyrone used to say he was going to the liquor store, be gone 3 hours. I'm not leaving for 3 hours. I'm genuinely going to the liquor store and coming right back. Whatever. Now, we got issues. You should have addressed that shit with Tyrone before we got together, man.
Well, first of all, that's an issue within an issue, because if I'm that girl, or that girl is telling you, well, the last person told me they were going to do that, and they didn't come back for 3 hours. And then you're still saying, well, I'm just going, so I'm coming back. And she's like, well, whatever. Well, I mean, she's a fool, because if you, obviously she doesn't trust you, why would she even be fucking with you if you, you know, if she wants to sit up here and have these issues?
Miss Carlisle, you just asked a million-dollar question. If you don't trust me, what you doing with me?
I mean,
because
I believe
it's a challenge.
Because
I'm trying to break you down. Because it's a challenge.
That's crazy. I believe every time, everybody's time is valuable, and I damn sure know that my time is valuable. And I don't have the time nor the patience for BS. And I don't babysit grown men. Or grown people, for that matter. I can't even, I hate to even just talk about this in gender, like, because I have female friends that I have dismissed because of their immaturity and stupid stuff that they've done. Again, it's just a people thing. Are you going to deal with you? Do you know what you want? Do you even know yourself? Do you love yourself? Can you look at yourself in the mirror and really, really love yourself? You look at a lot of things that people go through, they don't love themselves, because I know I love myself too much to sit up here and let anybody try to pound on me. Disrespect me, come in all times of the night, and we're supposed to be a couple or married, but he's coming in at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning with no excuse, just whatever. You know, I love myself too much to put myself through that. Whatever issues that person has,
then they have those issues, and I'm going to let you go deal with those issues because I'm not going to allow myself to be put through it. And I don't think anybody else should, but you have to be to that point in your life and know about what it is to love yourself, respect yourself, because you teach people how to treat you. So if he can get away with that shit, then he's going to do it. Why not? He's just going to hear you bitch for 2-3 minutes and give you something or love you down, and then you, okay, why should he stop?
And it's the same thing with the brothers. You know, she just spoke up. It's the same thing with the brothers. You put up with a lot of ish and a lot of ish all for that moment. And then it's right back to the ish tomorrow or right back to the ish the day after. Listen, man, folks, we're here on a vacation. You know, ain't nothing around here living forever. Most of us ain't going to see 85. Go check the statistics, y'all. The statistics. You're here. This is your moment. You are participating in the never-ending story of life. Write your chapter. When you come into the world, the first stage is some of your mama and your daddy and your uncles writing it for you because you're a child. You come into young adulthood and teenage days, you're figuring it out. But if you are a grown-ass man or woman, and you still ain't figured out that this is your story, your chapter is going to close. You will be forever wanting, forever needing, forever longing. Figure out what it is, that void that's got this emptiness just roaming around inside of you. You got to address it. And it's a very simple thing. If we together, we got to walk in the same step together. You can't be tripping me and I can't be tripping you because we're going to be tripping over each other forever and a day.
You got to be true to yourself. That's the first thing. You got to be true to yourself. And that's just it. That's just it. You have to be true to yourself. And in that truth, it'll enable you to know what it is truly that you want. And once you get to that point, then you know how to apply yourself accordingly. But you got to have truth. You got to be true to yourself, man. You can't lie to you, you know, because when you lie to yourself, that makes you settle for other things that you know are not cool by you or with you that you don't like. Some other people would say it's beneath my standards. There's a whole lot of ways that you could frame it. But people have a tendency to get in relationships and they settle for things that irritates them, and like you said earlier, you know, over time it festers, and they're just not even being true to themselves at that point. You know, they know that it irritates them, they know that it bothers them, they know that they can't live with it, but they settle, and these calendars, these days continue to go by, and then you look up, you've invested a whole bunch of time in something that you knew early on that really wasn't going nowhere. So, I mean, yeah, you got to be true to yourself and stand up for what you believe in and get to that truth as soon as you can, and then you could make a difference so you can enjoy this vacation, this thing that we call life. Because one thing for sure, you can replace everything in the world except time. You cannot put back time.
Look, and too many people are waiting for somebody else come in and change the circumstance or change the way I feel or change the way things are. The change that you intend or you want is a change you're going to have to change within yourself. I was talking to somebody the other day that when you're looking in the mirror, that's why a lot of people go hard for themselves and stuff. And the sad part is, do my eyes deceive me? If you look in the mirror and you know you, the scale told you weigh 300 pounds, but the mirror is telling you still 160, you're lying to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Change the length.
Oh, but I just had a funny image come to my sight, in my head for some reason. I don't know what that is. I guess I watch too much cartoons, but when you said that, I thought about somebody putting on a T-shirt and it looked like a bra.
Yep, and they're just there with it. You know what I mean? Your moment that you're in is the only moment that matters. You got to work it out. because your eyes will deceive you. Your heart will deceive you. You know, a lot of the fancy books we've read and the little movie scripts, everything don't have a perfect ending. Sometimes you got to, you know, sandpaper some stuff to make sure that it's nice and smooth the way you want it to be. You got to understand which vehicle you're driving, or who, if you're not driving the vehicle of your life, somebody else driving it for you. And that's when it
came up. Who came up with that? Who came up with that saying, keep it real? Who came up with that?
I don't know nobody keeping it real, because, you know, we all holler that, but how real are we truly keeping it at the end of the day? We got to question, you know, you got to question yourself. That's another, see, I'm giving you all these life lessons for free and I normally charge. Don't just accept it. Question it. Question keeping it real. Question yourself. Question the person sitting next to you. Question the circumstances of your life. But make sure you're prepared for the answers, because a lot of times the truth that's going to come back is just not what you want to hear. Because, you know, everybody want to be Superman. Nobody don't want to be blasted Clark Kent.
Yeah, but that all comes back with the same thing. You know, are we man or are we woman enough, you know, accept the truth as it is?
Well, that was my philosophical moment for the good folks out there. You know, we sit on here, we talk each week, and we try to lay things out. I bring my insecurities, I bring my opinions, my philosophies, all that, and I just lay it bare out there. And we all got insecurities. And sometimes you allow your damn insecurities to become a thorn in a relationship or a thorn in your own personal life, because it done took on a life of its own. Like a brother who constantly hears footsteps in the dark.
All right, thanks. Somebody trying to get him.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up for my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I personally want to know, it's your boy K Dizzle, Can a Player Play? If anybody out there know where the saying come from, where we're talking about keep it real, where that come from, call in and let us know, 646-929-2870, because we don't think people really keep it real. We think everybody say it, but I don't think they really do it. But we'd like to know what you think.
Yeah, most people keep it fake.
Okay, who was that boy right there? That boy good. I like that boy right there.
What boy right there, right there, right where?
That boy that was just talking all that stuff about, that boy good. I like that boy right there. Who is she and what is she to you? What's that boy name? I like that boy. He good.
I think he go by Pretty Tony.
Yeah, that's that boy. You know, he got a story. His mama told him when he was 5 years old that he was going to be the greatest man alive. I'm sorry, Mama, I ain't quite lived up to that billing yet, but I'm working on it. Everybody out there, especially my sisters, because I ride for the brothers all the time, and I want to tell my sisters something, because enough of us brothers don't spend enough time
trying to help build y'all. Even though it's an individual journey, we all need a little helping hand sometimes. And here's something for my sisters out there. Don't break yourself down to build somebody else up. All in the name of loneliness and companionship and having somebody. I know y'all outnumber us. You know, I personally enjoy that fact. You know. But at the same time, I've met too many of y'all that spend too much time just engaged in I got somebody. And I always ask, and a lot of times they'd be like, Tony, what you mean? I'm like, but do you got you? Who got you? And they always ask, what do you mean? I'm like, when you figure it out, get back to me. You got to have you. And that's just a universal truth for all of us. You got to have you. There is enough going on that's trying to just chip away at your armor. Man, you better armor up. And to my brothers out there, grab your balls. Doormat Danny, I'm talking to you, homie. You can't possibly love every woman you've met. And if you met her Monday and love her by Wednesday, something's wrong with you, dog. Real talk. You know what I mean? Loneliness got you confused in the mind. You can't love nobody in 48 hours or 72 hours, man. You don't even know them. What's their middle name? And here go the gross part of me. One of the playerisms. That a lot of times when I see people be like, Tony, you nasty. No, I'm not nasty. This is just reality. If you don't know how somebody smells when they're in the bathroom, you don't really know them, man. When you're with somebody, you know little minute details. You see her or him going to the bathroom, you know, okay, let me go get the incense stick and light that up because it's about to go down.
Damn.
You got to know these little things. Can you stand that person? You know what I mean? Nah, you can't live with me. You're too funky. You can't wait till 6 months or a year into it to be figuring all this stuff out, man. You need to know these things. Are you a dog person? They're a cat person. But you see, nobody gave us game like that. And these are just simplistic little things. That's a game for you, the game of life. That's why when you hear with us talk about can a player play, yeah, I'll be kicking that old pimp-ish, that old player-ish. You know how I do. Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up. But at the same time, we're talking about playing the game of life, man. You can't go into a football game play with playing the basketball rules. You're going to get your ass lit up. Know the rules of the game you're playing with. Know the person that you're dealing with. Ask questions. If you have doubts, you need to know. And if you can't get over your doubts and the insecurities, you're never going to be with that person the way you want to because you can't get that smooth transition going. You can't get that moment where you say, woosah. That is my humble opinion. Don't hold anybody up to fault for it.
Yeah, well, we're going to do our disclaimer right now. You know, we don't hold everybody up here kind of player responsible.
I have enjoyed listening to Ms. Carlisle, though. You know, keep preaching your gospel, sister. You know, keep preaching your gospel.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I guess now is the time. Yes, sir.
Is that anybody in the chat room with any opinion, sir?
Well, or people are awful quiet.
Caught up in my voice?
No, I think they're awful quiet. They're listening to your voice, and they, I guess they write down.
No, I got a lot to say.
This is stuff, you know. And I will tell the callers. There's a few other callers on the line. I guess they're just checking everything out. 646-929-2870. Press number one. We'd like to hear your comments on today's show. Whose fault is it? You know, and we think people don't keep it real, even though they always say, yeah, man, let's keep it real. Well, we don't think they keep it real because they faking. They still dealing with stuff to know they ain't happy with and playing like they are and stuff and all kind of stuff. Call us and let us know what y'all think. We'd like to hear it.
And not only that, a lot of us act as though you want to catch an attitude of somebody. If you run into somebody, be like, I wasn't put on this planet to deal with your issues. You understand what I'm saying? That's why a lot of times, you're like, well, he took...
Wow, that was crazy. But anyway, yes, yes, yes. I think a lot of people have it totally twisted, and again, they're not keeping it real. They're not even being true to themselves. But, hey, we're going to send our prayers and our love out there, and hopefully, you know, in this year to come and the years to come, and things are really hard out there, we'll get better with the each one teach one, because we definitely got to try to do that if we're going to make it through. So, Miss Carlisle.
Yeah, I have a... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell you something. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Yeah, I want to know, what was you going to tell me?
No, I was going to just tell you to throw your info out there to our little listeners so they can know how to contact you and all that good stuff.
Well, they can contact myself and my co-host DeVoe on Lipstick Radio. You can catch us and just put it in Google, or you can go to our website, lipstickradio.net. Or follow us on Twitter at Lipstick Radio and see all the great stuff that we have going on and coming up. But what I was going to throw in about this subject, it's kind of a flip on the subject because first, and this is like we're all said, these are our opinions and our thoughts, and this is mine. I don't see anywhere written that says we have to have a relationship, and I think that's the problem, especially amongst a lot of women. Because we all read those fairy tales. Gratefully, I did not read those to my children. They found out about them much, much later. I refuse to ingrain them with that crap because it is crap and it does put false things in your subconscious. But I just personally think there's nowhere that's written that says that we have to have a relationship. But I'm also not saying that I'm against them. All I'm saying is what I'm against are fakers and liars. So, if you go into life, in my opinion, with that concept that, you know what, it's nowhere written that says I have to have one. And it's not a have to have. It's a want. It's not even a need. It's a desire. And when you come at it from that point of view, then perhaps maybe people can take pressure off themselves and take time to know themselves. I mean, if homeboy wants to be, and I'm just putting it out there, whoever, if a guy wants to be a player, even a female, if they want to be players, then let them be players. That's cool. The only time I have a problem with it is when you sit up here, you know, lying to somebody and at home or wherever they are, oh, baby, you're the only one, because of your insecurities, you want to keep them on lockdown, but you out there screwing everything to walk. You know, there's nowhere that's written that says we have to have a relationship. So when you come from that perspective, you can just, like, chill out, say, look, you know what, I like you, but I'm just dating right now. I'm not interested in a relationship. It's just how I'm getting down. You can be a part of that or not. I respect it. Let's just go. And either she's going to say yay or nay. Now, not every woman's going to go for that. Not every guy is going to go for that. But there are people that will go for that. And it really just should matter. As long as you're doing what it is you want to do, who cares? It's that insecurity crap and worrying about what other people think or say, which causes you to do all this other crazy stuff, which spirals out of control, and it just spins a big web, and then you can't control it. Then you bust it.
Yeah, absolutely, and, right about all of it. Absolutely.
I'm just
right.
saying. I'm just saying. Like he says, be real with yourself first. Everybody else is secondary. So when you come from a place of realness and know what you want, your desires, your thoughts, your needs, if you need a different coochie or dick every night, that's cool, go for it. If you want one, then, you know, do what it takes to get the one that you need. But whichever side of the tracks you want, just do you and stop all the other crap. Get to know you first, and then you can go on the right path.
And that's what we've always preached here on Kind of Player Play. At the end of the day, after all the bravado, all the little bachizo, and all the other stuff that we say, it all boils back down to honesty and truthfulness and keeping it real within yourself and know who you are. Because if you're not honest with you and you're not true to yourself, you can't be true and real with nobody else. You know, it's just impossible. It's impossible. You know, and everybody's lifestyle is not for everybody else, but you have to give the people the choices to make a choice of what they want to do, you know.
Right.
Whatever it is, just let them know this is who I am and this is how I roll. It's your choice to deal with me or don't, you know, but don't take their choices away from them because at that point, that's when it gets crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly what that's doing. That is taking their choice away from them when you don't allow them to make their own conscious decision.
Anytime you stunt somebody's growth in a relationship, you know, you're diminishing that person that you even say that you love, you know. You can't love somebody and lock them up.
Have you ever heard somebody say to you, I've heard this even from my own sister, you know, she had a husband, she had, I guess they were married for about 12 or 13 years, and in the beginning when I met him, I couldn't put my finger on it. It's not that I didn't like him, very likable person, but it was just something about him. I didn't even want to use the word not trust at first. You know, it was just an uncomfortable feeling. But then, of course, those feelings started, you know, she would say he's gone, he's traveling again, you know, his job kept him on the road all the time. So, you know, but, and I'm thinking, I'm listening to her, I'm looking at things, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, this dude's got somebody else. He just has to. He's gone way too much not to. I mean, he was probably home maybe 3 or 4 times out of a month. So,
wow.
And that was just my thought. I never said it to my sister. I don't believe in starting crap and all. I'm not one of those women. It's just my observation. You live with them, you know, so that's on you to investigate. And listen, now if I saw him out with somebody, of course I'm going to tell my sister because I'm not going to let my sister go out like that. But long story short, about 12 years later, she did find out that he had a whole other family. And been seeing her before they even got together, was calling her while they're on their honeymoon, the whole bit. But my point is, you got somebody that puts you through all this crap. He tried to get a little violent, not like beating-wise, but I found out he had been threatening her, things of that sort, and she was too afraid to tell me. But in, after all of this, then you're going to come back, and after I've gone over and saved you and, you know, like, just got in between, look, you're not going to do nothing to her, you know, that whole scenario, but you're going to say to me, well, you know, we're better friends now than we were husband and wife.
Wow.
I'm sorry, wow. I have a problem with that, because if you were my friend, if you were ever my friend, I won't treat my friends like he treated my sister, so I wouldn't even trust his ass as a friend. Now, I would be interested to see what you guys think about that, but that's just my opinion. I don't think
we're gonna have to come back on that one. We got 1 minute left to the show, but we definitely gonna have to come back on a show with that one because that sounds like a dysfunctional relationship we need to talk about. But we want to thank you for definitely joining us, and for our listeners, go check us out worldmovement.com. Go check out the books, Play Game Up, Playology, Who Is She, What Is She to You, available on Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Amazon, wherever you get your fine books from, it's available, Kindle, your droids, all that good stuff, worldmovement.com. Thank you for joining us. Holler back at us next week, same time. We got something for you. I'm gonna kiss all over your body.
as the temperatures rise, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby. Hey, baby, it's not just a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing, it's a soulful thing, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby, baby, baby. Do what I feel. Can I do?